stuck like glue.
Shop locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
It was no accident, me finding you. Someone had a hand in it long before we ever knew. Now I just can't believe you're in my life. Heaven smiling down on me as I look at you tonight. I tip my hand to the keeper of the stars. He sure knew what he was doing. Moonlight on your face, oh how you shine. It takes my breath away just to look into your eyes. I know I don't deserve treasure like you. There really are no words to show my gratitude. So I tip my hand to the keeper of the stars. Finding you, someone had a hand in it long before we ever knew.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 6 days of funeral ceremonies for former President Jimmy Carter began Saturday with a funeral motorcade from his hometown of Plains, Georgia, to Atlanta.
Before he died, the former president insisted that the first event of his funeral take place at the Carter Center in Atlanta. His son Chip shared both laughter and tears as he thanked the scientists and peacemakers here who worked with his mother and father for decades.
That's ABC Steve Osunsami in Atlanta. About 60 million people in the U.S. under weather alerts. There's a blizzard warning in effect for parts of Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Winter storm warnings extend to the mid-Atlantic. President Biden and the First Lady travel to New Orleans tomorrow to see the site of the New Year's terror attack that killed 14 people. New York City's first in the nation toll on vehicles entering the busiest areas of Manhattan's now in effect. And tonight, the Golden Globes. Emilia Perez, the most nominated film, The Bear, the most nominated TV show. This is ABC News. Filmmaker Jeff Baena, the husband of actress Aubrey Plaza, died at 47. He was found at a Los Angeles home Friday morning, and the LA County medical examiners ruled his death a suicide. A staple of the Mexican community in Dallas was destroyed by fire. A two-alarm blaze Friday at the Plaza Latina Bazaar destroyed shops and stalls inside. Isamar Silvestre, a shop owner.
I just got a call. Hey, get over there now. It's burning. All the piñatas are going to be damaged.
Two people escaped. They were the only two inside, but more than 500 animals inside of a pet shop died because of smoke. Today is the final day of the NFL's regular season. The featured matchup tonight sees the Minnesota Vikings visit the Detroit Lions, both teams going to the playoffs, but the winner clinches the division title and the top seed in the NFC playoffs. And ESPN's confirmed the Vikings spent almost $2 million to buy about 1,900 seats near the visitors' bench. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
It's a new year, and you have the chance to focus on you. Take the opportunity to treat yourself to something amazing and come into Macy's this weekend for great deals on wardrobe superstars like 20 to 30% off Karl Lagerfeld, Levi's, Tommy Hilfiger, and more. While you're at it, get back into a healthy routine with new gear from Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. And your New Year's resolutions? Oh, you have plenty of time to figure them out. But these deals are going on now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mostly sunny sky for your Sunday, but a frigid afternoon. High temperatures warming to the middle teens. Our wind chills, though, down colder than 10 below zero with a north breeze. Overnight, partly cloudy skies. Lows will drop to the middle single digits. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. It's zero at our studios.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Phone rings, baby cries, TV diet guru lies. Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her hair. Mow the yard really isn't all that hard if you get paid.
X's and O's, Trisha Yearwood. How's it going? It's Andrew J. Great to have you here, and thank you for making me part of your weekend as we sip on some Tennessee whiskey. Chris Stapleton, that's smooth.
Used to spend my nights out in barroom. Liquor was the only love I'd known. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom and brought me back, being too far gone. Whiskey, you're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy. And honey, I stay strong on your love all the time. For love in all the same old places, found the bottom of the bottle's always dry. But when you pulled out your heart, I didn't waste it, 'cause there's nothing like your love to get me high. And you're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy. Honey, I stay strong on your love all the time.
whiskey. Tennessee whiskey. Whiskey, Tennessee whiskey, Tennessee whiskey.
Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Rocks, skipping rope, laughing at all my best friend's jokes. Things I loved when I was a kid. Muddy roads, muddy feet. I didn't live on no blacktop street. Things have changed a lot, but I never did. And I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just wanna live until I die. Living right, living in this little old town I grew up in. But I still held on to my dreams. Standing proud, standing tall, standing smack dab in the middle of it all. I don't worry about things that I can't change. And I don't wanna think about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just wanna live until I die. And everything around me are things I dearly love. And every night I get on my knees and thank the Lord above that I don't have to about tomorrow. I don't need anything money can buy. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. I just wanna live until I die. I don't have to beg, steal, or borrow. Oh, oh, I just wanna live until I die.
Boy, they're biting today. One big country star after another. Real Country 1430.
Baby girl, you out your mind, you way too good for me. Thinking about the day we met, you could have just ignored me. Here I am, laying next to you, looking extra cute in the morning. Looking back all through the past, everything before you was boring. You're the type people wishing they'd sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna wash up on an island with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls in magazines. It's still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you doing right around with someone like me? I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get up and leave. What's someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me? Ain't gonna lie, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get up and leave. Someone as beautiful as you could just fall out of the blue. When you're walking around in my sweater, girl, there's no better view. Spend the rest of forever just treasuring you. Oh, I follow you wherever, and you know that's the truth, yeah. You're the type people wishing they sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna spend like every second with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls up on the screen.
still a mystery. What someone as beautiful as you doing right around with someone like me? I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get a bandy. What someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me? Ain't gonna lie, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get a bandy. I just had to let you know. No, yeah, yeah. Doing waking up with someone like me. I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get up and leave.
Thomas Rhett, beautiful as you. Welcome along. It is your Sunday. I'm Andrew Jay. Thanks for hanging out. According to the calendar, it is National Whipped Cream Day. Tomorrow, first of the week, is actually on the calendar as well with National Take Down the Christmas Tree Day. And that's actually what we're doing later on today once I finish up here and go home. Yes, Christmas tree and all the decorations are coming down from Christmas, which is usually par for the course for us. We tend to do that the first weekend after New Year's. How late do you leave yours up, or how late is acceptable for those Christmas decorations to stay up outside? That's a whole other can of worms to open.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
No two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you, all of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be-in-the-room-with-real-people kind of learner, so he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
sweeping in the way you did before. And I wonder if I ever cross your mind.
Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I know I might look like another ball cap on a bar stool underneath the PBR line, saying everything under the moon to get you into my arms tonight. You probably heard it all a thousand times, but it ain't what it looks like. Girl, let me tell you what it looks like. You look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking. Truth is, if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing you. I gotta tell you, baby, I've been the kind of boy your daddy never wanted you to go and fall in love with. The kind of boys you're probably done with, they're done. I bet you heard the stories and can't say I'm proud of that, but I've turned the page on the old me, and now I ain't looking back. Cause you look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a chug bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is, if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing. Missing you in the morning, probably for the next few years. When I look back on it, I'll still see you right here. You look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is, if this night don't turn into two, you look gonna wind up missing you. Wind up missing you. Wind up missing you.
It's 8:30. You're listening to Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Time now for Strength for Today, a Bible teaching message and ministry from Pastor Doug Vick of the First Baptist Church of Duran.
Welcome to those that are joining us via WRDN for the teaching segment of our worship service here at First Baptist of Duran. Glad to have you with us. And we are very grateful to WRDN and Brian Winnikins for allowing us the opportunity to share with you what goes on here in First Baptist on Sunday mornings. I'm reading here from the book of Titus, Titus chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, and in patience. Father, we thank you for bringing us through Christmas, and we thank you for the opportunity to celebrate the birth of the arrival of your Son. And we thank you, Lord, that knowing him is not just a one-day event in the calendar for 2025 or 2024. Thank you, Lord, that he now is with us and he has promised to help us. So as we face this new year and as we continue our study and to this timely epistle that Paul was prompted to write to Titus, we pray that you would continue, Lord, to feed us the word of life and continue, Lord, to instruct us in the way of God, and Lord, that you would continue to allow us the privilege to serve you. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So, verse 1 now of Titus chapter 2 begins with a conjunction, which is but, and it's like a stop sign grammatically. Something has been moving right along, and then there's a stop sign here. There's a but. And a couple of weeks ago, we took a peek at verses 10 through 16, and we talked about false teachers that come into the house of God, and they subvert whole households, we're told, in chapter 1, verse 11. We're told that they're vain talkers, and we're told that they're lazy. And that we're told that even their self-indulgence is something that is an earmark of who they are. And the scripture tells us that they are corrupt on the inside. God said here that even their mind and their conscience is defiled, and that they are pretenders on the outside. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him. And so now we come to verse 1 of the next chapter, and it starts with that little conjunction, but, which shows a sharp contrast to the false teachers and these people that are unredeemed that want to have a part in some of the churches there that dotted that tiny island of Crete. And so Paul gives some instructions to Titus, so that Titus, in turn, can pass on instructions to the churches and what is to be taught in the house of God. So there are five groups of believers, as you look at your introduction and your outline, that are mentioned here. These groups of believers are actually divided according to their age group, their age categories, which Paul deals with. And it tells us that every person, no matter where they're at chronologically, are important in the house of God. And don't ever think that you're not important, because you are exceedingly important in the house of God, in the work of the Lord here. So we have that. He says, but speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. Now, the word speak is in a present tense, and he says, Titus, I want you to continually speak these things. I want it to be habitual with you. And I want these things to be persistently evident in the teaching that comes goes forth in the churches there in Crete there. And it's an imperative, and that it's a command. It's not something that is optional. Now, he says here, I want you, Titus, but speak thou the things. You, Titus, you are going to be speaking different things than that these other people are teaching. You are going to be speaking the word of God. So you yourself need to make sure that you are coming up to the front and speaking things that are of the Lord. Now, speak thou the things which become. And that word become means match. It means to enhance. It means to become suitable. Don't dwell on frivolous topics when you are in the pulpit. Don't waste the time of the people who come to hear you. They are busy people, and they need to be fed the Word of God. They don't want froth. They need substance. They need meat. They need the bread of life. So speak thou the things that become, and that the verb become not only means suitable, but things that are very conspicuous. That ought to be very conspicuous, Titus, in your teaching. And what are they? Well, the Bible tells us here the things which become sound doctrine. So, first of all, this is number one, Roman numeral number one, the basis for these goals. And Paul sets forth goals for each of these five age groups that are mentioned here in chapter 2. And so we have the basis for them, and it's an exhortation. And it's an exhortation that is emphatic. The personal pronoun thou is actually doubled in the original language. It's like Paul is saying, you, Titus, teach things that become sound doctrine. And again, the word become means to make conspicuous right there. So some very specific guidelines as far as what is to come forth from the pulpit when people gather together. It's a serious time in the life of a congregation. Now, the basis for these goals is sound doctrine. Second of all, it's an exhortation that produces spiritual health. It produces spiritual health. And we have touched on this word sound, this adjective before. And in your study notes right there, the adjective sound is hygiano. And we get our English word hygiene from that. And so sound words means healthy words. It means the words that are based directly come from the scriptures. And it appears frequently in Paul's writings. What germs are to a physical body, false teaching is to a spiritual body, Warren Wiersbe said. How true that is. So we want to keep the germs away, and we want to promote spiritual health in our church and in our walk with God. And we've noticed that word sound before. Don't turn there. I'm going to ask you to turn, however, to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13, because we have that word appearing. But while you're turning there, let me give you, and they're written out here in your outline, other passages of Scripture where the word sound appears. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13. Paul said, for the time will come when they will not endure sound, healthy teaching. But after their own lusts or desires, they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Having ears that they want their ears tickled. They want words that are going to entertain, not necessarily instruct. And come straight from the Word of God. Second of all, Titus chapter 1, verse 9, we're told that the a pastor is to hold fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound, healthy doctrine, hygieno, both to exhort and convince the gainsayers. And then in Titus chapter 2, verse 1, our verse right here, the mandate here is to speak thou the things that become sound, hygieno, healthy teaching. And then in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 3 and 4, the same word is translated wholesome. If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words or sound words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud and knowing nothing. And now we come to 2 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13, and Paul writes, Timothy, are we there? Do I have 2 Timothy, or is it in 1 Timothy there? Have I got a misprint here?
You said 2 Timothy.
Did I say 2 Timothy?
It's front of 1 Timothy.
Yes, verse 13.
Okay, hold fast the form of sound words. Are you there with that?
Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to... There again is that adjective sound, hygieno, healthy words. Now, what does it mean to hold force the form of sound words? And that word form means a pattern or a model. And it refers to an artist's rough sketch. It refers to an artist's rough sketch. Or second of all, it refers to a writer's rough outline. Remember when you were kids, you had to do a paper and you had to do a rough draft first, and then after a day or two later, you have to go back and rewrite it and edit it and review it and touch it up there. Well, that's what that word means right there. Hold forth to the form of sound words. In other words, our life and our actions are to fit into the sketch or the outline that God has for our life in his word. So we see the pattern and the model for what it means to walk with God as a man, as a woman, as a young person, as an oldster, as a youngster. God's given us a sketch. And now through our life choices, we have to fill in that sketch. And he's given us in his word an outline of how he wants our life to finish and look. And through our words and our actions and our choices, we have to fill out that outline now. That's what it means to hold fast to the form of sound words. God's given us what we need. And now he says, now I want you to go to work and finish the picture that I have for you. Now I want you to go to work and I want you to finish that story that I have written for you. And that is God's admonition to us, and holding forth the sound words, the form of sound words right there. So this is an exhortation that Titus has received here. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. The exhortation is based on, is emphatic, and then it also produces spiritual health. Now, let's look. The next verse, he tells about the first group that he wants to address in these churches that are in Crete, that the aged men. Now, the aged men, the word for that is, for aged man, is presbyteros. It does not refer to, it can refer to the office of an elder, but here it just refers to someone who is senior in years, chronologically, okay? That's what that means. And there are six goals that the Apostle Paul gives to Titus to pass on to the senior men within the congregations there on the island of Crete. And so we want to look at those six goals as we take it. First of all, they are to be sober. And the word is nephalios. It means more than one who is not intoxicated. It means one who is not extreme or extravagant. It refers to one who is quiet, someone who is characterized as one who has a mental and emotional balance in their life. Mental and emotional balance in their drive. They're not they don't exaggerate or distort things, but they are on the level. Number two here. They are to be grave. And that doesn't mean they are to be gloomy. It doesn't mean that they are to be, there's Pastor Killjoy, you know. Don't smile, you know. No, that's not. The idea is semnos, it means honorable. It means dignified. He is honorable and he has a serious demeanor. He's up in years and he recognizes that he cannot waste time because his years, as he knows, and his days are numbered. Older believers have been around for a while, so they're able to see more than young people do. They've had friends and family pass away. They've experienced misfortune and loss, and they comprehend their own mortality. And they understand the imperfections of others and are able to show a little bit more grace than they did when they were younger. And they've seen God repeatedly answer prayers. So they are to be dignified, serious, and demeanor. Third, they are to be temperate right here. And the word there many times is translated self-controlled. Self-controlled is what sophronos is, you know, able to restrain their passions and their desires, able to put a bridle on their tongue and their speech. Now, it's very interesting. W.E. Vine, word pictures in the Old Testament, maybe you've heard him before. He's a scholar from Wales, born in 1873, I believe, died in 1949. One of the most respected Greek classical scholars of his age. He says this word temperate does not refer to self-control. He says if it did, we have no need of the Holy Spirit. This word for a believer means spirit control. Because it is only through the influence of the Holy Spirit that a man of God or a woman of God can exhibit that kind of self-restraint and live that kind of life. And that is a fruit of the Spirit, is it not? Now, if you have control of yourself, the Holy Spirit doesn't have control of you. You want to be controlled by the Spirit of the Lord. You want to allow him to exert his power and his influence in your life. Number three, they're supposed to be sound in faith. They have learned that they can trust God in every way. Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2. Seeing, therefore, that we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, all the names that have been mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11, seeing then that we are encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin. The weight are just harmless things. And the sin which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So they have learned to be sound in faith and strong in faith. Now, let me just say this. Age has its own set of trials, tribulations, and liabilities. Sometimes people can become hard, bitter, cynical, judgmental, and cranky, very difficult to get along with as they get older. You've known people like that, and I've known people like that. And many times older people have pains that you did not have when you were 18 or 19, okay, because of ailments that they have. And many times they're successful in concealing them. But it doesn't mean that they don't get grumpy from time to time, and it's not easy sometimes to get old. And many times people who are up in years, they realize that their dreams and their goals have not been met. And that is a disappointment. And of course, we've already mentioned the fact that many of their friends and their loved ones have gone, and their health is no longer what it was, and they're no longer able to work as they did before. And they experience loneliness to a greater degree than you ever did when you were young and footloose and fancy-free. So the aged men, their demeanor, however, if you know the Lord, is markedly different than for someone that does not know the Lord. And these individuals are such that they needed our attention too. He says, one of the goals is that they are to be sound in faith. They have learned to trust God in every way. You know, Proverbs 16:31 says, the gray head, the hoary head, is a crown of life, if it be found in the way of righteousness. Amen? Yeah, Isaiah 46, verse 4, even to your old age, God says, I am. And even to your gray hairs, I will carry you. I have made you, and I will bear you, and I will carry you. I will deliver you. Psalm 48, verse 14 says, for this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. And that comes after a wonderful description of the city of Jerusalem and how God had protected it all down through the centuries. God says, I'm going to protect you. And then Proverbs 4:18 says, but the path of the just, the believer, is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. You know, health-wise, things may not be the best for you, but spiritually, every day gets better for the believer in Jesus Christ. It shines more and more as you get closer to the gate of glory. Amen. Unto the perfect day. And the perfect day is when God takes you home. The perfect day is when you go to heaven. The perfect day is when you see your loved ones. And those that are younger than those that are old, you have good reason to be jealous. Because we're closer to the finish line than you are. And I don't want to brag, don't want to be arrogant or anything like that. But it's true. It's true. Amen. Okay, they need to be sound in faith. Then fifth, they need to be sound in charity. Again, the same word there, hygieno, healthy in charity, healthy in love, okay? Three ways. Number one, they need to be healthy, sound in love toward God. And that word love here is that agape word. It's unconditional. Remember about the fellow that came to see Jesus? What's the great commandment? And Jesus said, you know, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul. Remember that? And the word that Jesus used there is agape. That means we are to express agape love to God even when he doesn't answer our prayers. That means we are to express agape love to God even when he doesn't meet our expectations. That means we are to have that unconditional love for God even when things are not panning out the way we wanted them. That's what it means to love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. It means to trust yourself over completely to his sovereignty and his plan for your life. They're to be healthy in their love, one, toward God. Second of all, they're to be healthy in their love toward his people. And the Bible says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 1, the one that knows the Lord loves the one that is begotten of God. You know the Lord, you've experienced the second birth. One of the characteristics of those that really have a walk with God is that they love others who have been begotten of God. You have that love toward his people. It never fails. Yeah, your people will fail, your friends will fail, your brothers in Christ will fail, but God doesn't want your love to fail. And number three, they're to have that healthy love toward those who do not know him, to those that are lost. Love toward God, love toward God's people, and love toward the lost. And the greatest demonstration of that is Luke 23, when they're putting those nails in Jesus' hands, and what does Jesus utter? He says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So, wow. So to be sound in charity. And then number six here, they're to be sound in patience. Now, if you were to look up that word in the concordance, the word patience, there are two prominent Greek words for the word patience. One is makrothumia, and that speaks about a patience, a self-restraint which does not retaliate hastily. A self-restraint which does not retaliate hastily. That's one form of patience. Now, the other form of patience, which is used right here, is hupomone, and it means a patience where you endure difficulties, even persecution, but you don't give in to despondency or cowardice. Okay? You don't give in to despondency or cowardice. That's the kind of patience that's the word that is used right here. Sound in faith, sound in charity, and sound in patience. And that's what the Lord wants us to have. We can have disappointments. We can have failure. We can have our personal desires thwarted and plans dashed. We can be misunderstood. We can be unappreciated. But we're not going to lose heart because we have Jesus Christ in our heart. And we have the ability, we have the fruit of the Spirit to be sound in patience. Trusting Him who, according to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, works all things after the counsel of His own will. So, this morning we've touched on the first group that Paul wanted Titus to address in the churches there at Crete. And the senior men in the congregations. And the basis for giving these men these six different goals doesn't mean that you're there, but these are goals that you have, guys. The basis is sound doctrine, the Word of God, that we have it here, and then the goals themselves, sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, sound in charity, and sound in patience. And then a conclusion right here. At no point in the Christian walk are we to quit striving in our quest for spiritual maturity. You know, I've gone to church all my life. I read my Bible a couple of times. I can sit back and, you know, just no. That's not the way it works. No, I press toward the mark.
Amen.
For the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, Paul said.
Amen.
If anyone had a right to sit back, it would be Paul. But he said, no, I'm going on. And we do the same in our senior years. So at no point in the Christian walk are we to quit striving in our quest for spiritual maturity. And then number two, our Savior's said, unto whomsoever much is given of him, some shall much be required. Luke chapter 13, verse 48. Now, I know that is a reference. We normally think about the talents that God gave these people, but I want you to think with me, if you would. It is also a reference to the years that God has given to us. And the more years that God gives to us, the more He requires of us in service to Him and in service to others. Father in heaven, thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for allowing us to see these goals that you have for us. And no matter what our age group is, Lord, they resonate in our heart, and we want to have them in our life as well. And Father, for those that are finishing 2024, perhaps are dissatisfied, perhaps their hopes have been dashed, perhaps, Lord, they're disappointed and they're wondering, what is the purpose for another year? May they find that purpose in a relationship with you through your Son, Jesus Christ, who said, I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. O Lord, draw them to the Son as you so graciously have drawn us to yourself. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Strength for Today from the Bible Teaching Ministry of Pastor Doug Vick of the First Baptist Church of Durand.
It's 9 o'clock at WRDN Durand. The following is a paid program from the First Baptist Church of Algiers, Louisiana.